The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Looking for the perfect birthday or anniversary gift or a special date night? Well, then you need Zodart, Seattle's only exotic car rental company. Visit Zodart.com to book an exotic special car for that very special day.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Bowling alleys are a great way to go on a date.
I often find myself hanging around bowling alleys all the time just to help women on their form.
What?
Yeah, help
That's
correct
not
them.
You...
I might not even know them. I just come from behind them and just go, hey, you throw the ball like this, sweetie. Sure. Sometimes you get slapped, but sometimes you get a phone number.
Oh, my God. I'd put a bowling ball in your face if I was there.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm looking for.
No!
And Melissa, who's on the phone right now, went to a bowling alley on her first date, but now she's not getting a call back. Melissa, what's up?
Hi.
How are you? Did you actually know this guy before you went to the bowling alley, or did he just show up there and do my special trick to meet you?
Oh, no, he didn't do your special trick.
Okay.
I didn't know him. I actually met him through some friends.
Okay. So was the bowling alley the first time you actually laid eyes on each other?
Yes, it was. We texted a couple times, like, about where we were going to meet and stuff, but that was the first time we saw each other.
Okay. And what's his name?
Jay.
All right. And tell us a little bit about the date. Why do you think you're not getting a call back?
I honestly don't know, guys. Like, the date was kind of great, or so I thought. Like,
right.
We got there. It was a really cool place. It was bowling and beers. You know, it was a good time. Like, we were cheering each other on. You know, we were bowling. I'm not that good at bowling, but neither was he. Like, we were both, like, kind of, like, mediocre, but it was fun.
Okay.
Okay, so he wasn't, like, some extreme bowling enthusiast that would, like, put you down or not date you because you got a couple gutter balls.
No, he was not, because he was not doing that great a job himself.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what, I mean, can you remember, like, a moment where you're like, oh, this is really going well?
Well, the whole date was going really well, but I do remember a moment where I was like, okay, I hope I didn't, like, screw this up. Like, it just kind of got a little weird. It got kind of out of hand.
Weird at a bowling alley can never be good.
No. So we were bowling around, you know, we had took a little break, and we started talking. We were talking about placing some bets on the game, you know, mm-hmm. and just, like, bets, like,
okay.
Oh, I bet a dollar you can't hit a strike, mm-hmm. or, like, I bet $5 you can't chug this beer in, like, less than a minute. It's just stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds fun, and playful.
Playful, and I'm always down for a bet. Like, I don't back down.
Okay.
So he bet me to, you know, to lick the inside of one of the bowling shoes.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
What, are you in, like, fifth grade?
I know. At first, I was like, what the hell? Like, should I do this? I want to seem down, you know? So I was like, I kind of have to.
No, please tell me you didn't actually do that.
I absolutely did it.
Oh,
no.
My God.
I thought he would think I was cool.
Oh, we've done a lot of second date updates. I've got to say, this is the filthiest thing I've ever heard happen on a first date.
They spray the shoes.
It's not an excuse.
You know, But what did it taste like?
Ew, Brooke.
Okay, no, that's disgusting. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. It honestly kind of tasted like a wet sock, like a soggy sock.
Soggy sock.
It was bad.
I think you're kind of badass for doing it. You know?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking he would think.
That is disgusting.
I guess not.
What did he do after you did it?
Oh, he was cracking up. He just thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I don't know if he was laughing with me or at me. Like, he just was cracking up, but... I don't know. Like, he hasn't called me. We haven't made plans for a second date. So I'm thinking that was it. But then I thought, like, that was okay. I thought we were having a moment.
did you guys kiss?
Okay, so.
Oh, no.
I mean, we didn't kiss, but I swear there were moments. Like, when we were getting ready to leave, he walked me out. You know, we were waiting. He called me an Uber and everything.
Yeah.
That's where there were so many moments I thought he was going to kiss me. But I'm sure he was thinking about the shoe, because I was thinking about the shoe. Like, is he going to want to kiss me?
No way,
so you guys didn't kiss?
No, I didn't get my kiss.
You can't be surprised.
But come on, that's not fair. He's the one that dared her.
He dared me, exactly.
If you bring it up and you can't handle the actual truth of what happens, then that's on you.
Yeah.
And have you heard anything from him since your date?
No, I text him the day after the day, just like, you know, hey, what's up? I had a great time last night. Thanks for taking me out. Just thanking him.
Good.
I made a little joke about the shoe thing. I think I said something like, I used a whole bottle of Listerine or something. I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm all good. My breath's okay. Like, but he didn't text me back.
Do you think it's the shoe licking that did you in?
Listen to yourself.
Well, I don't know. Like, my friend said that he was a ladies' man. Okay.
Okay.
So it could be like 70% shoe, 30% he's a ladies' man, and he just like has other girls.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many dates I've been on where I'm like, if I just wouldn't have licked that damn shoe, I wouldn't have been in this position right now. All right. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Melissa the shoe licker is on the phone with us.
Oh,
and
my God.
Melissa went out on a date with a guy named Jay. They went bowling. They had a fun time. And at some point, they were making bets with each other. And he bet her to lick a bowling shoe.
The inside
of a bowling shoe.
Even worse.
And she did it. And like I said earlier, this makes today's second date update the most disgusting in the history of second date updates.
Oh,
and we've heard a
God.
Lot of really bad things.
Yeah.
So she licked the inside of the bowling shoe, and she thinks that that's the reason she's not getting a call back. Maybe it grossed him out too much, although he did bet her to do it.
Yeah.
She hasn't heard from him in a couple weeks, so we're about to get him on the phone and find out if that is the reason he's not calling her back. Melissa, you got the shoe out of your mouth? You ready to do this?
Yes, it's out of my mouth, and I'm ready.
Okay.
And I think if that's the reason he's not calling you back, it's so unfair because guys always say, I want a guy's girl. And then you give them a guy's girl and then they decide they don't want that.
They're like, gross, bro.
Yeah. I wouldn't even hang out with one of my dude friends if he did this.
That's nasty.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to call him right now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Jay there?
Yeah, this is Jay. Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Wait, from the radio show?
Yeah. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's up with you?
Not much. I'm just chilling. I wanted to give you a call because we actually received an email about you.
About me?
Yeah. It's from a girl that you went out on a date with.
Are you serious right now?
I am. Her name is Melissa. Do you remember going on a date with Melissa?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right. I figure she'd probably be easy to remember because she licked a shoe, a bowling shoe, while you guys were out.
She told you that?
Yes, she did. We actually talked to her about your date, and she's confused because she's been trying to get a hold of you for a second date, but you're not calling her back.
Oh, man. Yo, I can't believe she told you about the shoe.
Yeah.
I can't either.
She did. I can't believe she admitted to doing that either, man. That was crazy.
I would have told nobody that.
You're the one that dared her to lick the shoe. You've got to take some responsibility.
Yeah, but I didn't tell her to go tell anybody about it.
Yeah, that's like something you know, take to your grave, right?
I almost accidentally lit inside the hole of a bowling ball, but I was scared she might actually do it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I think you stopped at the appropriate time. Or maybe actually I think it went too far. But
yeah, it was up in the ante, but we stopped right there. Wow.
So what's the reason you're not calling her back? Do you not want to see her again?
Let's just put it like this. I date my fair share of ladies, and certain things are red flags. And I can tell pretty easily when I can and can't trust somebody.
Okay.
Whoa. Wait, so you're saying you don't think you can trust her?
Nah, I couldn't trust her any farther I could throw her.
Why do you say that?
Because of what happened at the bowling alley.
You can't trust her because she licked the shoe? I would think, hey, if I dare somebody to lick a shoe and they did it, they would have all my trust.
You know what? She got points for that. She was doing good up until this other moment that happened that made me change my entire perspective on her.
What happened?
All right, so we were closing out. We were about to get out of there. And she ran to the bathroom real quick. Okay. You know, and I said, okay, cool. I'm going to go take your shoes and check them back in with the front desk. So as I'm dropping the shoes off, the cashier guy leans into it and says, hey, you know, that's your girlfriend or whatever. I'm like, you know, like, nah, not, you know, like, not yet. You know, just kind of joking with him. And he was like, well, she might be dodging a bullet, man. So what are you talking about?
Whoa.
So he then tells me he was watching this bowl the whole time.
Creepy.
And while I was setting up my shot, he saw her pick up my phone. It actually started going through my phone.
What? No.
Exactly.
How could he tell that that was your phone from all the way back at the bowling desk?
No, he said he saw her do it 5 or 6 times and only did it while my back was turned.
Oh, what?
Really?
Dang, that is sketchy.
And you didn't, like, think to ask her about it or anything?
It was the first date. Now, if it was a girlfriend, cool. We can have it out right then and there. But the first date? Yeah. You already going through my phone?
Yeah.
Nah.
So you believe this dude that you don't know who said she was going through your phone?
Yeah, hell yeah. If anything, he was looking out for me.
Yeah.
And it's an unwritten rule. Guys look out for guys. He helped me dodge a bullet.
Wow. Okay.
She just seemed so, I mean, she seemed really cool when we talked to her. You don't think that there could be another explanation, like she accidentally picked up your phone instead of hers?
5 or 6 times? And only when my back is turned? Nah. What she did is some straight, shady shit. And I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, dude.
I'm curious if she was actually going through your phone, though. I want to know the answer to that.
And why?
I don't need to know that. I mean, she did it on the first date. What do you think is going to happen on the second, or the third, or the fourth?
Well, I just say that because I want to ask her, and I forgot to let you know that she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Yo, no way.
Melissa. Melissa,
hello?
You still there? Hey, there she is.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay. You sneaked in. I thought you were.
I am not sneaky at all. You got it all wrong. That story, his side of the story. It is not how it looks. It's not what it seems like.
Really? So you weren't going through his phone?
I mean, not like that. It's not like I hacked into his phone and was looking through every little detail. No.
Wait, Melissa, I was like standing up for you. You actually were looking at his phone when his back was turned.
Okay, listen. I was sitting there. He's bowling. His phone buzzed loud as hell. I just so happened to look over and it's right there. I'm not blind. I can see what it says.
So just leave it there. You don't pick it up and then start reading all his messages.
Exactly.
I saw a name, and it looked like a female's name. I think it was Sammy or something like that. And I just leaned the phone over to see what the text said. He's the one who has the message right there on his screen.
Wow.
And it said, are we still on for tonight? Are you still picking me up? Something like that, like at 9, like right after our date.
What?
It was weird. So I was just like, what? What's that?
Oh,
yeah, it was weird, but you're looking at my messages.
I mean, but your messages were sitting next to me, so I looked over. I wasn't trying to be sneaky or anything.
Oh,
like, we were having a good time.
All right, cool. So you saw something on my phone. Why are you going back to my phone again 5 or 6 times after that? Did you not pick up my phone?
It was not. It was like 2 or 3 times.
Picking up my phone? That's the point I'm trying to get you. Why are you picking up my phone?
It kept going off. Like, whoever that girl was, she kept texting you, so I'm just trying
to... Are you the phone monitor or something?
No, but me and you are on a date, and I want to know if you're involved with someone else.
Your
reputation. I'm sure you know your own damn reputation. And you're a good-looking guy.
Shorty, that's none of your business. We're not together.
Look, you have a reputation. You know your reputation. I know it. Our friends know it. You're a ladies' man, so don't act like it's all out of the blue why a female, because I'm sure they've done it in the past, looks over and checks your phone, especially if they're on a date with you and your phone's just getting blown up. I think anybody would do that, actually.
Yeah.
Especially if it was my phone and you were sitting down and I'm bowling and my phone's just going off, buzz, 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 buzz. You can't tell me you wouldn't look over like, who's hitting her up so much? Who wants to know where she is?
It's like, yo, do you hear what you're saying right now? All right, do you hear what you're saying? I would never go through somebody's own phone when we're on a date, a first date at that.
Well, that's you. I want to know who I'm dating.
Don't try to rationalize your craziness and try to tell me what I'm going to do on a date.
I'm not trying to rationalize it. I think any sane person would do what I did. And I'm not like mad that I did it. I don't feel bad for doing it. I wanted to know who you were, what was going on with you. And if I saw something suspicious, then I'm going to look into it.
I don't really blame her. I mean, she's just trying to look out for herself a little bit.
His phone was
Come on, you can't
off,
defend
like,
that.
Buzz, 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 buzz. I'm like,
but you did have
looking for you.
You had two dates planned in the same night, Jay. I mean, you kind of had a point.
All right, wait. All right, look, we about to like just squash all that nonsense. Let me tell you this right here. The name that came up, Sammy, that's a dude.
That's a dude. Sammy really
tripping,
no guy. Sammy in his phone, it was spelled S-A-M-M-I. No guy spells Sammy like that. That's a girl. Sammy for a guy is S-A-M-M-Y, sweetie. I know that. So it wasn't like that in your phone. That's a girl.
Okay, so all right. So now there's rules of how I have to spell my boy's name in my phone. Okay, can you get any further in my business?
Melissa, why did you even call for a second date with this dude if you think that he's a player and, like, planning dates after you?
I still thought the date went good, and I asked my friends, like, do you guys know anybody named Sammy? And nobody knew a Sammy, so I'm like, maybe it's nothing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he knew that I looked. So I thought maybe we could have a second date. I just got caught, gosh.
All right, well, Jay, I have to ask this question. Maybe I don't know the answer. I don't know what's right and wrong anymore. Jay, would you like to go on a second date with Melissa? We will pay for it.
But, dude, really?
Yes, I'm asking. Would you like to go out with her again? It sounds like you guys have the perfect foundation for a great relationship.
Nah, Chief, I'm a pass. But if I need somebody to check my phone messages, I know who to call.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, Melissa. No second date for you.
That's okay, guys. Thanks for trying.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like it was meant to be.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? I'm actually kind of glad this happened, though. Man, I dodged a hell of a bullet, man. Yeah.
Right. Well, good luck to you both, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Thanks.
And Jay, tell Sammy I said hi, however you spell her name.
It's a dude, not a girl.
Broken Jubal in the morning.
78592 says that girl has no concept of personal space. How are you going to check somebody's phone the first time you meet them?
Yeah.
And then another text message that says, I would do what she did. I believe this guy is a liar. It's very split on the text message board about the second date update right now. If you missed it, Vanessa wanted to call a guy named Jay. They went out bowling and they had fun, whatever. There was an interesting moment where she licked a shoe, but that's not like the main focus here. The focus is on their first date, a dude told him that he saw her checking his phone repeatedly every time he would bowl.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. And then we got her on the phone. She didn't deny it. Yeah. She was checking his phone during the first date, and he ended up getting a text message from somebody named Sammy making plans to meet up later. She was thinking that's a girl, and they had plans later. Mm-hmm. She still wanted to call him for a second date, which is interesting. But anyway, she was like defending the fact that she should be able to check his phone even on a first date.
And people on the text board are doing the same thing.
You're telling me if you were sitting down at the seat and the phone buzzed and it was facing up and you're on a date with a girl and it's from some dude named like Dan and Dan says, hey, I'll pick you up at 9 tonight.
I wouldn't look
down and then be like,
hey, your phone went off. It's probably a dude, huh? Ha ha, make a joke about it, see what she says.
I'd look at it and then I wouldn't check the phone. I'd continue the date and I'd let her do her thing. And then later on I'd be like, hey, let me ask you a question. Are you also dating somebody named Dan? I don't know. Why would I be rational like that? But people are texting in at 78592 saying it's completely acceptable to check somebody's phone anytime, even if it's a first date. Do you agree? Text us, 78592. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger King. Mr. Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.